From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Katherine Wheeler. MU Alert says campus is all clear after a reported bomb threat to a bus near the Hearn Center shuttle bus stop. MUPD Public Information Officer Brian Weimer says the bus and the area were evacuated and they found no suspicious or explosive device. Weimer says they are continuing to investigate.
We're looking to contact who made this information available to us, and from there we'll determine what it was about.
Weimer says the MU alert was sent out as a precaution to make sure people would stay away from the area. Lawmakers are still fuming over the Missouri Board of Education's decision to dismiss Margie Van Deven as Education Commissioner. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that a Republican lawmaker filed legislation in response to the decision.
Five board members that the Missouri Senate have not confirmed ended up firing Van Deven earlier this month. That upset Senator Gary Romine, who pre-filed a bill that would not allow the board to vote unless five members received Senate confirmation. The Farmington Republican says it was inappropriate for Governor Eric Greitens' nominees to vote on Van Deven's ouster.
When you have 10 attempts until you get the five to vote the way you want them to vote, that is a blatant example of politics being played of its worst kind.
Romine says Greitens' five nominees may have serious trouble getting confirmation in early 2018 after they chose to fire Van Deven. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
State officials say they found no evidence of bourbon virus in ticks collected last summer at the Merrimack State Park after a park worker died from the virus. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services announced Wednesday that 7,000 ticks were collected after Tamela Wilson, an assistant park superintendent, died on June 23rd from the rare disease. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports one group of ticks tested positive for the Heartland virus, a similar tick-borne disease discovered in Missouri in 2009. A new proposal to the Columbia City Council could save time and money on a new terminal at the Columbia Regional Airport. The Columbia Missourian reports that Columbia Mayor Brian Treese announced today that the new plan involves building the new terminal immediately south of the existing terminal instead of north. Treese says this will cut back on building new taxiways and airplane parking and loading zones because the new location would use existing infrastructure. If the city council greenlights the plan, then the city has to wait for the FAA to approve an existing environmental study, which could also save 12 to 15 months of planning. In August, Columbia voters agreed to raise the city hotel tax in order to raise $10 million for the construction of a new terminal. The University of Missouri announced today that its endowment has surpassed $1 billion. MU's endowment reached a record high through private gifts and stock market growth. The endowment has grown more than $400 million during the Mizzou Our Time to Lead campaign that launched 6 years ago. MU is the 37th public higher education institution to reach a $1 billion endowment and is the 7th in the SEC to do the same. I'm Katherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.